Yep.
Avos ha'alim u'tavaloch every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef do bechayla, yishtav refuah shleima b'korev b'soshah choyle Yisrael. So, our question about how the Bnei Bonav Shel Homon became Gerim, and we know that Chazal tell us that we're Mekabel Gerim from every Ummah, but not from Amalek. So if we're not Mekabel Gerim from Amalek, then how could it possibly be that Bnei Bonav Shel Homon, Agav, talking about the being Mekabel Gerim from every Ummah, we have an expression that somebody is a Ger Tzedek. Who is a Ger who's not a Ger Tzedek? So I saw brought down that a Ger Tzedek is somebody who comes to become a Ger, like from any other nation. That's a Ger Tzedek, because there is an entitlement, if you like, if a person is sincere and he wants to convert and he comes from any other nation, any other country. We had guests at our Shabbos table a couple of weeks ago. One of them is a trainee Ger Tzedek, or Gioria Tzedek, from South Korea, and the other one's from Tasmania. Yeah, so Lemaisa, these people, we're Mekabel. That's called Ger Tzedek. To be Mekabel a Ger, and we'll have to see how, from Amalek is a Ger, but not a Tzedek. Because we really don't want them. We don't want them. We're not Mekabel Gerim from Amalek, certainly Lechatchila. So somebody is a male Amaleki, and he comes along to the Lana Beth Din, and he wants to convert and become a Jew, then we're not Mekabel him. So how would Bnei...
What? Before you come a good and Jew, you should kill him.
So, yeah, you're right. You're right. He's right. When the person turns up as a Vaday Amaleki at the Beis Din and wants to convert, what they really ought to do is not be Mekabel him, but kill him. Oh, so we're going to discuss. So, but we know that there were Gerim from Amalek. Vehoraya, Bnei Bonav Shel Homon, taught Torah in Bnei Barak. So how did that happen? Sorry? What? Gemara Megillah. It's Gemara Megillah that says so. The Bnei Bonav Shel Homon. The Gemara says Bnei Bonav Shel Sancherif. Yeah, Shmai Naftalioin. They were Gerim. The Gemara goes through a few Bnei Bonovs of various Rishoim. Sisro, that's right. Bnei Bonov Shel Sisro. The Bnei Bonov of various Rishoim in history, if you like, who eventually, who was Oicha to what's called. And I think it was Rabbi Zimmerman who mentioned, because, and we mentioned it yesterday, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for everything that you've done. If you create a Kiddush Hashem, even though you created the Kiddush Hashem unintentionally, faket, you were trying to cause a chilul Hashem and destroy the Jews. Homan wanted to destroy the Jews. Afal biken, he caused indirectly and unwillingly a Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, some schar is entitled to. And the schar is that his descendants are learning Torah. But let's get back to the question. So how can it be? So the first answer that's brought down is brought from the Ben Yoko, Rabbi Huda Ben Yoko, who was the Rabbi Shel Haramban. And again, I've seen all these answers brought down in a concise form, brought down as a likut, if you like. I haven't seen the sources inside to see all the rias that they bring. But I presume that in each of these cases, they bring the proofs from various chazal as to why. The Ben Yoko says, it's very simple. He says, if an Amaleki is a descendant of Amalek, both on his father's side and on his mother's side, then we're not Mekabel Gerim. Then we're not Mekabel him as a Ger. If his father's Amaleki and his mother is Amalekis, then we don't accept him as a Ger. But if there's any other combination, either the father is Jewish, either the father is a Yid and the mother is Amaleki, or if the mother is, or if the father is Amalek and the child is, and the wife, sorry, is non-Amalek, so long as one of the parents is non-Amalek, then we can be Mekabel Gerim. So if a child presents himself, a man presents himself to the Beis Din and wants to convert, and he has one parent who's not Amalek, says the Ben Yoko, that's the Rebbe of the Ramban, so we're going back to Rishonim, that such a person we can be Mekabel as a Ger. So we've already got one possibility is how Bnei Bonav Shel Homon would be what's called, if any of the Amalekim, either a male Amalek or a female Amalek, had married a non-Amalek, and a child came along wanted to be Mekabel, the child of that marriage wanted to be Mekabel, Torah of Mitzvahs, become a Ger, then we would accept such a person as a guest. So that's one possibility. There are two others which we'll finish tomorrow, Bli Neder, and then I'm off to Manchester.
Started at the Tourway Northwest London Monday, Yud Ador, 10th of March, Rabbi Aaron Springer Schlitter. Can women lay the Megillah for men? This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas Rav Ram Ben Rav Mordechai Zichron Lebrochas Yatzad this next Shabbos. B'schus Sashvim Ha'chayolim Ha'michumo Shachzu Lebotahem Nisholim B'meiro.
Mitzvah Hashem, this Friday will be the Yom Tov of Purim, and this year is a year of Achdus, which doesn't happen every year, where the whole Klal Yisrael, both the Bnei Aprozim, most of the world, and Bnei Mukafim Choyma, Yerushalayim, and all the towns that have a Choyma, will be learning the Megillah on the same day on Friday. As says in Sforim HaKadoshim, in a year when HaKadosh Baruch is Goyim and Achdus, that we all come together, is a special occasion. Everyone can be Mechazik in Achdus, Oyseh Sholem B'mloimah V'yaseh Sholem Eleinu. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, as we know, Simen Tov Reish Pei Tes. Hakoil chayovim bikriyoso. Everybody has to read the Megillah. Anoshim, men, noshim, women, avodim, meshuchrorim, slaves which have been redeemed. Umechamchem esaktanim likriyoso. We also teach little children to read it. So, we know everybody, not everybody reads the Megillah, most of people are Yotze, Shemea Koine. The question is, of course, a man can line for women, no problem. Can a woman line and be Moitzi a man? Could she read? So, the Mechaber, Tov Reish Pei Tes, Sif Beis, V'yesh Oimrim, there are those who say, Shehanoshim Einom Moitzios Es Hanoshim. There are those who say. So, the halacha is that one may, May Iker Hadin, because the Mechaber doesn't write it in the Halacha, he only brings it as a Yesh Oimrim. So the Halacha is, if there's no other option, one may. But there's a big Chumrah, the Yesh Oimrim, which is brought down in the Mechaber, that women should not be Moitzi the others. And the Vilna Gaon in Bir HaGro always brings the Makor. The Vilna Gaon brings, it says in the Bahag, it says, Noshim Chayovis, women are chayev to read the Megillah. Says the Bahag, V'hainu Lishmoya, they do not have a chayev to read the Megillah. They are not allowed to read the Megillah. They are only allowed to hear the Megillah. So if they're only allowed to hear it, of course they can't be Moitzi men. And he brings it from the Tosefta. That is the Bahag. But in Tosfos says, no, our Gemara doesn't say anything of the sort. And we argue with the Tosefta. And our Gemara says, Hakoil Chayovin. So the Vilna Gaon has brought us the Makoir we've seen in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch starts off, women can be Moitzi men. V'yei Shoimrim, there's a shitta that they can't. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's a machlokes between Rishonim. The Bahag learns that we paskin like the Tosefta, that women have no right to lame. But Tosfos paskins, of course they may, and it stays two halachas in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Ikar halacha is that they may, but it's a good thing to be choshesh for the second shitta. So we will try and understand as much as we can, where do these shittas, what is the svara, what is the reasoning behind these two shittas? The Bahag says, a woman may not be moitzi a man. And Tosfos says that a woman may be moitzi a man. So we can clear a chakira, we can think a chakira. Why are women mechuyev v'megillah? The question to be, why not? Why should a woman not be mechuyev v'megillah? Oh, it's a mitzvah saseh shas man gerome. As we know, a mitzvah which can only be mechuyev in a certain time, a mitzvah saseh, both d'oraisa and rabbonon, they should not be mechuyev. Again, it's a mitzvah saseh mid rabbonon, mid divrei kabbalah. Has the same halacha. It's Zman Geroma. We can't read the Megillah today. I mean, maybe, no, it's not yet. From Yud Aleph, one can read the Megillah. It's Zman Geroma. There are certain times. So the Gemara answers, famous Gemara. She'af hein hoyu b'oys ha'anes. Meaning, by rights, a woman should not be mechuyev in the Megillah, and not in Chanukah lights, and not in eating matzah, and arba koses. It's all Zman Geroma. But there's an additional halacha. Af hein hoyu b'oisoy hanes. They were part of it. They were part of the gzeira of Chanukah. They were part of the gzeira of Purim. They were part of the gzeira of Mitzrayim. Since af hein they were also part of it, they have a chiyuv to lay. Now, one can clear chakira, one can think, what does this mean, af hein hoyu b'oys hanes? What has been done? So one can think, two tzdodim. One option is saying, Chazal have said, even though this is a mitzvah saseh shehas man geroma, it is, and it stays a mitzvah saseh shehas man geroma, but we have given an addition, there's an additional clause, and Chazal sat and thought, since they were afhein hoya v'oys ha'anes, we obligate them to keep even mitzvah saseh shehas man geroma. In this case, there's an additional clause that Chazal were mechadish, that in cases where they were also part of the nes, they are mechuyev to keep even mitzvah saseh shehas man geroma. That's one way of learning it. There's another way of learning it. No, women are never mechuyev to keep mitzvah saseh shehas man geroma. So why are they keeping mikra megillah and Chanukah and arba koses and matzah? So there's another way of looking at it. Every yid who has a nes is mechuyev to thank for his nes. Baruch she'osam nes b'bokim hazeh. So it's possible to learn that these mitzvahs of lighting Chanukah lights and reading the Megillah and eating matzah on Pesach are a form of thanking for the Nes, which not a mitzvah saseh shehas man geroma. It's a hoidoya that people do, that Chazal said you should do it at a certain time to keep, to thank for the Nes that you went through. Again, there are two ways of learning the reasoning why women have a mitzvah, these four mitzvahs, eating matzah and drinking apagosis, lighting Chanukah lights, and reading the Megillah. There are two reasons. There's two ways of learning it. Either, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman geromer, they still have a chiyuv because they were part of the nes. Or the other way is saying, this is not a mitzvah saseh shehazman geromer. This is not a mitzvah. This is a form of thanking Hashem for the nes that happened when you were in a tzara. So it's not a mitzvah saseh shehazman geromer. So, we can explain certain halachas, certain machlokesen, with this line of reasoning. We know that children are not mechuyev mitzvahs, only when they are higiyah lechinuch. When they are magiyah lechinuch, then als mitzvahs chinuch, you have to bring them and teach them in order that they should be used to keeping mitzvahs when they're older. We know that you have to bring, that you have to teach them mitzvahs. Now, little children who are not mechuyev b'mitzvahs, do you have to bring them to shul to listen to the Megillah? So, the Meiri says, it's a machloikus, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi. The Meiri says, in our Gemara, in Bavli, there's no necessity to bring the children to listen to the Megillah, children who are less than chinuch. And according to the Yerushalmi, one has to bring even little children, tiny tots, I don't know how small, you have to bring them to shul. Why? What's the reasoning? Why should you bring little children? Little children not mechuyev in any mitzvahs. Because af hein hoye boisei hanes. The little children, they also, Haman wanted to kill Bikesh, Lahashmid, Laharig, Izabed, Eskola, Yehudi, Minava, Zokin. Tiny tots in their prams, in their cots. So, the Yerushalmi says, then they need to listen to the Megillah. And the Bavli says they don't. Pardon? No, not mitam chinuch. Mitam chinuch, if they magia lechinuch, everybody holds you have to bring children to Megillah. Like every mitzvah that children do. Children have to light, when they magia lechinuch, they have to daven, they have to light Chanukah lights, they have to learn Torah, they have to do everything. Megillah is no exception. Here we're talking pashtus less than migiyah lechinuch. And the Yerushalmi says, you have to bring your children, I don't know how small. We don't paskin like it. We paskin like the Bavli, so we haven't seen it applicable. But the svar of af hein hoye boisanes. Homer wanted to kill them. So they need to listen to the Megillah.
According to what the Rav wrote down, it says Machan Chim Ketanim, the
correct. Yes.
There should be two shittas.
There should be the two shittas. Yes, according to.
It doesn't bring down two shittas.
Yes, probably Machan Chim Esaktanim probably means Magia Lechenach. It's not an additional. It's probably not the Yerushalmi of lesser Nigia Lechenach. It's normal Ketanim. Since the Mechaber was talking about everything, Anoshim Anoshim, so he adds children, but I think it means every child, every child Nigia Lechenach, but like every mitzvah. So, we could try and explain this Machloikis. The Bavli, according to the Meiri, the Bavli says, tiny tots do not need to listen to Megillah, and the Yerushalmi says they do. The Yerushalmi would make sense. Afhein hoye bois anes. But according to the reasoning that we've just explained, there are two ways of learning afhein hoye bois anes. There is a way of learning it that afhein hoye bois anes, that really Megillah stays a mitzvah saseh shehazman geromer. It stays. There was an additional halacha that women, since they were boisei hanes, then they also have the chiyuv. So then, little children would not have the chiyuv. Because little children are potter from everything, shehazman geromer. It was a special takona which was only for women. According to the Yerushalmi, one can say he learnt it. It wasn't a special takona for women. All these mitzvahs of afhein hoye bois hanes is a mitzvah of thanking Hashem. And everyone who lives through thanking Hashem is mechuyev. That is, we could say, would be the same machloikis, why the Bavli holds that children are mechuyev, because the Bavli learns that women have a special takona for them that they are mechuyev to read Megillah. And the Yerushalmi learns there's no special takona for women. Everybody who went through a nest, doesn't matter if he's a man, woman, or child, has to thank Hashem, and the way of thanking Hashem is through doing these mitzvahs. The same thing would be, and this is actually the Briskerov writes it in Erechin, if we have another machloikus, if avodim, slaves, who have not been freed, we pasken that slaves only who have been freed are mechuyev to read the Megillah. But what about slaves who are not freed? Again, it's a machloikus. The Bahag says that slaves also have to read the Megillah. And the Radvaz says that they're potter, they don't have to. Again, a machloikus. Again? Oh, chayovim b'mitzvos keisha. As we've just heard, that's what the Bahag says. The Bahag says, slaves are mechuyev to read the Megillah. And it would make sense, because they're mechuyev in mitzvahs like a isha, just like women are mechuyev, slaves are mechuyev. So how do we understand the Radvaz? The Radvaz said they're not mechuyev. So according to the line of reasoning that we've just learned, it would make sense. Slaves are mechuyev in all mitzvahs like women. Which mitzvahs? Mitzvahs asei shelo yazman geroma. And all mitzvahs loisa, so that's what they have like women. But reading the Megillah, that would depend how we learn af hein hoya bo'isa hanes. If you learn af hein hoya bo'isa hanes, means that the mitzvah stays a mitzvah asei shehazman geroma. It's a mitzvah asei shehazman geroma, and the slaves have no part in it. Just like a goy doesn't have to do mitzvahs, a slave doesn't have to do mitzvahs, shehazman geroma. Why do women have to read it? There was a new takona for, since they were ba'oisoi hanes, so Chazal said, we want women to be yotz in the Megillah, so we've said a clause, as so to say, since they were ba'oisoi hanes. Chazal didn't say it for slaves. It was a special takona of Chazal who said, we want, or we understood that, the Torah wants that, since whoever was in the nest is also mechuyev to do a mitzvah shehazman geroma. So they said it about women, about slaves they didn't. So as far as the slaves are concerned, it's a mitzvah sasei shelo yazman shehazman geroma, which they have no part in it, and they didn't get the special takona of Chazal. That is the svara of the Radvaz, that it was a special takona for women. Of course, we're slaves. I'm a chuyev in everything like women, but only within the criteria of the mitzvahs that women are a chuyev. What is the criteria that mitzvahs that women are a chuyev? They are a chuyev to do mitzvahs asei shelo yazman geroma, or mitzvahs loisa. That's what slaves avodim have to do also. But a special takana which Chazal made for women, that is what was had, we need a special takana for slaves, and it wasn't done. That's how the Radvaz learned. But the Bahag, who learns that slaves are mechuyev, we can say that he learnt that it wasn't a special takona for women. It wasn't a special takona at all. It's not a mitzvah asei shehazman geroma. It's a mitzvah hoidoah. It's a mitzvah to thank Hashem. And whoever was around then, since slaves were there also, they have a mitzvah to thank Hashem. That would be the machloikis.
This
Evakanani, yes,
might have been at the time a Mitzri or an Amaleki.
Yes,
as
a Mitzri, it certainly doesn't happen. Yeah, yeah, we never know. But if he was a, did Yidden have slaves in Persia? We never know. We never know what Yidden have. The Ramban says something muridic about Golus. We are sent to Golus, and we are, but the Ramban already writes that. Who cleans the floors in the homes? You don't find Yidden cleaning floors in English homes, but you find lots of goyim and goiters from all nationalities in Golus cleaning and doing menial work in our home. It's just Yad Hashem that Hashem shows, even though we were sent to be in Golus and we're under the Umos HaOlam, and we know how much persecution we've had all through the centuries, but still Hashem illuminates it for us and shows us.